Hello?
This is Opinion Research calling with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not going to ask you for a donation. May I speak to Ricardo, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. On March 5th of this year, California is going to hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Almost certain to vote, probably vote, 50-50, or do you think you're not going to vote?
Almost certain I'm going to vote.
Almost, okay. And in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Almost certain, probably 50-50, or you think you're not going to vote for that?
Almost certain.
Almost certain, too, okay. In what year were you born, please?
85.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race that I haven't mentioned?
Multiracial.
Multi, okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Things gotten off the wrong track.
Wrong track, okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Here's the list. Housing affordability, jobs and wages, homelessness, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, inflation and cost of living, parental rights and education, public safety and crime, or water policy?
Say that again?
Okay. Housing affordability, jobs and wages, homelessness, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, inflation and cost of living, parental rights and education, public safety and crime, or water policy. Which of these issues is the most important to you in deciding?
Affordable housing.
Affordable housing.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. Please just want to rate, I want you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, please say so. We're starting with Steve Brando.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay. Donald Trump is the next one.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Gavin Newsom.
I have no opinion.
No opinion? Okay. Joe Biden.
I have no opinion.
Okay. Paul Diktoz.
I don't know who that is.
Don't know, okay. Gary Bredefeld.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, the candidates were Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder. Steve Brandau, County Supervisor Businessman. Or Gary Bredefell, Businessman Council Member. Who would you vote for?
Probably Steve.
Steve, okay. Thank you. How certain are you that you would vote for Steve Brandau, County Supervisor Businessman? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not at all?
Very certain.
Very good. Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefell as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say fair.
Okay. How would you rate a job being done by Steve Brandau as County Supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say fair.
Fair as well. Okay, thank you. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. No names or anything, it's just a description, general description, right? Just tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate, based on the description. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees is the first one.
I would vote for them.
Okay. Just to confirm, the options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less?
Much more likely.
Much more? Okay. Thank you. A candidate who is 80 years old is the next one.
Less likely.
Somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Okay. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Much more.
Much more, okay. Much more likely?
Much more likely, yes.
Okay. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, like apartment buildings and condos.
Likely to vote for them.
Okay. Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. We're almost done. Thank you very much for your patience. Moving on, a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. That was the next description.
Much likely.
Okay. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Much likely.
Okay. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less?
Somewhat.
Okay. A candidate who is a Democrat.
I don't really have an opinion.
No opinion, okay.
Yeah.
No problem, thank you. Give me just a second here. Okay, so I'm going to read you now the statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, just tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you would vote for the candidate. Starting with Steve Brandau. He currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brandau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning, and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Remember, the options are if, after the statement, there is no chance, small chance, fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for him.
I'd say fair chance.
Thanks. Next one. Gary Bredefell. He currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms. protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. Again, no chance, small chance, fair chance, or good chance?
I think fair chance.
Fair chance. And last but not least, Paul Dictos. He currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. No chance, small chance, fair chance, or good?
Fair chance.
Fair, okay. All right. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, who is a CPA, Assessor Recorder, Steve Brandow, who is County Supervisor, Businessman, or Gary Bredefeld, Businessman and Council Member, who would you vote for?
Probably Gary.
Gary again. All right, so the last questions, we're finally here, just for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
I'll say I'm probably Republican.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, please?
I have a junior college.
Junior college. Okay.
I have an associate's degree, yeah.
Oh, this is okay. Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or do you live with friends or family?
I rent.
You rent, okay. Well, that's it. The survey has been completed. Thank you very much for your patience. I know it was quite lengthy, but I appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your night.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.